Hey, sweets.
Hey, savories. Did I say it weird? Oh, you forgot?
No, I forgot my line.
All right, go.
Hey, sweets.
Hey, savories.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm AJ. Welcome to
the Sweet or Savory Podcast.
Welcome. This is episode 2 of season 3. And if you're watching the video, we're slowly evolving because, you know, our last episode 1 of season 3, was our first time not doing it at the Texan studio.
Right.
First time not having Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing all the camera work and, you know, recording and stuff.
AJ's doing 3 jobs at once.
I just want to apologize for it not being the usual quality.
The quality is not up to our usual standards.
Video-wise.
Sure. But we're going to play around with it, move things around.
We may do it in a different part of the house. Who knows?
Mm-hmm, bear with us. You might get a little more sneak peek into different parts of our house. That's just what's going to happen, maybe.
Yeah, we just try every different room. But we don't have our producer, Julie, Texan today.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just us two.
Just
Alyssa
us.
And I. Just us.
In our house. Well,
and
our dogs. They are here, and you might hear them in the background, Misu and Bean. So they're just playing right next to me.
The dogs, they'll be making random sounds in the back. So sorry about that.
Yeah. But today's episode, we are going to test how connected we are.
Yes, absolutely.
With a couple games.
With some games. I mean, we just came off of, you know, a West Coast tour. And we had a lot of downtime, and we had a lot of games that we wanted to play, actually.
Yeah,
that
we didn't get to, really. We didn't have that much downtime.
Well, downtime we ended up using to rest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was meant to say. These are like games you can play
in the Disneyland lines. You should have said what I said, then that would have been cooler.
Yeah, well, you know. The first game is... Actually, it's differently named.
Everywhere. But it's known on TikTok as Mind Meld. But we've played this game before. Yeah. We saw it on TikTok, and we didn't call it Mind Meld. What did we call it?
I totally forgot. But I also actually learned about this game during VidCon with Thomas Sanders. He asked me to play Mind Meld for a video as well. So, but yeah, it has many different names. Essentially,
Basically, you...
The dogs in the back.
I know, they're so loud.
Go ahead and explain. I'm going to look at the camera.
Okay. So it requires 2 players, and each person says the same word, or is trying to say the same word at the same time. They're being so loud. And they're right next to me, and I could feel their breath.
Oh, they're playing.
Oh, gosh. Okay, wait. Am I explaining? You're better at explaining the game.
Okay, you both say a word at the same time, and then I've seen it explained on TikTok where it's like, and you try to find the common ground. I think it's more about just being on the same page.
No, it's about the goal is to get to the same word.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, if you think of something, and it's not necessarily the common ground, but if you have something in common,
links that word.
Okay, so let's start over. We both say a word at the same time. We recap what that word is that the other person said. And then on the count of 3, we say another word.
And we're trying to get to the same word. We're already going to be on the same page. Let's try it.
Okay, here we go.
Let me take a sip real quick because my allergies are...
Yeah, round 1. Ooh, it's a good gulp. Yeah. All right, you ready? 1, 2, 3. Grass.
Plant.
Shut up.
Plant, grass.
Okay.
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Flower.
Leaves.
Aww.
1, 2, 3. Petal.
Rose petal.
1, 2, 3. Thorns.
Roses.
Rose? You said roses twice?
I don't know.
Okay, we're on roses and what?
What did you just say?
I said thorn.
Oh, thorn. Thorn and roses. Okay. Got it.
1, 2, 3. Flower.
Okay. Well, you said... we already used flower. Flower bouquet.
Maybe we should set some rules.
Okay.
We can't say the same thing again.
You're not supposed to. Well, that house rules.
I think it's not, yeah, in the spirit of the game, honestly.
Right.
All right, let's start over. Dang, we didn't get that one.
We were close in the beginning and then just started getting further apart.
That was rough.
That's okay.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Pink. Target. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Victoria's Secret.
Barbie, Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Bikini. Model.
Oh my God.
Babe, the key is look in my eye.
Wait, bikini and what?
Bikini and model.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Skinny? Margot Robbie.
Skinny Margot Robbie.
1, 2, 3. Ken.
I was trying not to say Barbie.
Yo, we're not killing it right now.
Oh my God, okay. We're not connected. But we're so close.
Okay, when we get it's going to be amazing.
Oh my God. You're really supposed to keep going until you get it.
But honestly, once you get past like 6 words,
it's like pointless. It's like just start over. Just start over.
Okay, let's do it again. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Flight. Camera.
Flight.
Flight camera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Vlog.
Video vlog.
Video vlog.
1, 2, 3.
Content.
YouTube.
YouTube content? 1, 2, 3. Reels.
YouTuber. You can't. It's a different word.
Yeah, that's fine. YouTuber, reels.
I got it.
1, 2, 3. Shorts. Thank God.
Finally. Thank God. We got 1 out of 3 rounds. Okay, that's not a good. I promise you, we play this in the car all the time.
Yeah.
We usually get it within the first 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try it again.
Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Tour.
Marshmallow tour.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Snack. Treat. Oh my God, that's essentially the same thing.
Treat and snack.
1, 2, 3. Dessert.
Ice cream.
I was going to say ice cream. Dessert and ice cream?
Ice cream dessert.
1, 2, 3. Wanderlust. Oh, thank God.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
That was less than 5 rounds, yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, good. Oh my gosh. Do you want to check, make sure everything looks good?
No, everything looks good. It's just when you laugh, you're so loud. So I make sure it's not
I'm
clipping.
Peeking.
Yeah,
I'm peeking.
Clipping.
Where's Bean? Bean, you good?
He's like, this. I don't want to be next to this freaking
Bean,
monster.
He's on the floor, huh? Okay. Do it again.
All right. So we got that one.
Yeah.
Let's try to get one with less.
How many rounds was that? Let's try
that. That was like 6 or something.
I think goal, let's try and get to 3.
Okay. All right, let's do it. We got this, babe. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Taylor.
Taylor dog. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Cat.
Two, baby. Taylor Swift is a cat lady. Cat lady.
Nice. That was a good one.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Let's keep going. Okay. All right.
Okay, then. If we got 2, we can do 1.
Okay.
It's happened before.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Backpack.
Disney backpack. Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Loungefly.
I was going to say loungefly. I'm so sorry.
Loungefly ears. Okay.
1, 2, 3. Fanny
Mickey.
Pack.
1, 2, 3. Coach.
It's because we have
a
coach
Mickey
fanny pack.
Fanny pack that's coach.
Shout outs to our friend, Ness.
People watching this are going to be like, huh?
How'd you get to coach?
I know.
That was like 5 rounds, I think.
Not bad.
Let's try to get 1 more.
We're better than this.
Let's try to get 3.
3. 3 is good, yeah.
Okay. You ready? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Pillow.
Uggs pillow.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Crocs.
Fluffy Crocs.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Slippers. Yes. Was that 3?
Yes, that was 3. We're good at this. Yeah, we're connected. We're married.
These are games. You could play this with three people. Have you ever tried playing with three people?
I've never done it with three.
That'd be crazy.
We should try it one day.
We should.
Okay.
So for those of y'all at home, play with whoever's in the house with you or with your friends.
It's so fun.
In the car.
It's a good bonding game.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
And you learn a lot about what people think when they connect words.
True. Another good game to play on the road with people, especially if you're on long distance, like on a road trip, is like A to Z. Remember?
Oh,
yeah, that one's cool.
Wait, that's an improv game.
No, not that one. Not A to Z. Oh, sorry, okay. Different A to Z where you have to mark off A, B, C, D, all the way to Z.
Oh, with things road around signs. The room?
Yeah.
Oh, well, road signs.
I'm not saying we're going to play now. I'm just saying another road game.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to play A to Z, the improv game? We never told them that you did improv.
Oh, shoot. You too.
Okay, so AJ is really great at improv.
Oh, thank you.
And he completed all the levels of Cold Tofu Improv.
Yeah, so now...
And you're officially allowed to be in the group?
Yeah,
right?
Allowed.
I mean, you're a part of it, yeah.
Cold Tofu is the longest running Asian American improv troupe.
Mm-hmm.
That's still going for many, many years. And we've been taking classes in Little Tokyo, and Alyssa took level one with me as well.
I took level one. She was amazing.
She was so funny.
I had a lot of fun. I never knew I was capable of doing comedy, and it was
this is
fun.
Your sign if you're listening, and if you don't have to be a performer or anything like that, or even a comedian, or think of yourself mm-hmm. as a funny person, like if you just take an improv class, it will teach you so much about courage,
being quick on your feet,
yep, listening.
Oh, that's yep. a big one. Just letting loose,
social skills, like it all of
no,
that
seriously,
stuff.
Seriously, everything.
Yeah,
no, a lot of people in class were not even like even actors or
yeah.
in comedy before. They just wanted to try it.
And they were so funny.
So funny.
So funny. So funny. Shout outs to Helen and Mike, our improv professors.
Mm-hmm.
And so a game that we played was called A to Z. And we would have someone in the audience choose a letter that we would start with. So if we chose P, we'd go from P all the way to that's the letter previous. So you mm-hmm. make a circle in
right.
the alphabet. And we would go with like a suggestion, you know what I mean? From the audience.
About where they are, right?
Yeah, or where they are, or it could be anything.
We can do like a randomizer and we can do one round.
So we're playing A to Z and we're going to use a random word generator as just our suggestion. Because in improv, you ask an audience, hey, give us where we are or give us a random word. The word is surprise, okay?
Okay,
so that's just an overall suggestion for this scene that we're going to create.
Got it.
What's the letter that we're going to start with?
L.
Okay, L. So I'm going to start with the letter L, and the next sentence that Alyssa starts has to start with M.
M.
And we're going to go all the way until we get back to K.
Yeah.
E-F-G-H-I-J-K.
K-L. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So surprise is the suggestion.
Got it.
All right, here we go. Scene. Little did they know that they got surprised with a baby at their front door. What a story, huh?
Mom never shared that one with me.
Nope. You know why? Because it happened to her.
Only child is what she said that I was.
Perry, you're wrong. You have siblings.
Quit lying right now. I thought I was the only child my whole life.
Rarely do you see the truth.
Shut up. You know nothing about my family. So stop inserting yourself into my life.
The stories are never false. They're true. And you would know that by now if you were really part of your own family.
Uncle Jerry warned me about you, Cousin Larry, that you were going to mess with me to try and get the trust.
Very much not. Are you kidding? I would never even try to get any information from you.
Well, I'm going to kill you.
X marks the spot. We're in the right place. This is actually where I kill you.
Yesterday, you planned this all along. You told me to come here at the Starbucks.
0 times did I tell you to come to Starbucks.
Actually, you put it in my calendar, and so that's why I came here today.
Barely any truth to that sentence. All you do is you just keep lying.
Can you calm down? Everybody's staring at us.
Don't you worry. The police are coming soon to get you.
Exactly. Because you set this up to try and frame me.
Frame you? I would never do such a thing. You know why? Because I'm actually your brother.
Grandma? Olivia? She's your grandma too?
Hell yeah.
I knew it.
End scene. It doesn't help that our dogs...
Oh my god, where are they?
...are being freaking crazy.
Where are they right now?
They're behind the couch.
No, hey. I think they're eating something. They're eating something. She's eating something.
Okay, well, you know, that wasn't our best.
That wasn't our best, but that was A to Z, so now you know how to play. Have fun with it.
Yeah, have fun with it. Hopefully it's funnier for you.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Okay, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. We do so good when we're just like on the couch.
I know. It's different, so, you know.
Different energy.
Different energy on this podcast right now, but you know what? We're going to get the hang of it because we're back. Season 3.
Season 3, baby. I keep saying it.
Ooh, Misu farted. Uh-oh. Misu farted.
I don't smell it.
Okay, what's the next game on the agenda?
Well.
Excuse yourself.
Excuse me. Sorry. Another game that we play, that we've played, is that one that went viral on TikTok. You may have heard it. It goes, when you know
the words in the song,
sing along.
Sing along.
And it's another fun game to play at Disneyland because you don't need anything except for you and your voices. And we've been playing it
absolutely
with our whole family, and it's been super fun.
We really have.
I actually have a video on Instagram and TikTok with me, my sister, and AJ's sister, and it's super funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch it.
Watch it. Go check it out.
So basically the premise of this game is that you do that little intro song, and then someone sings the first like syllable of a part of a song that the other person
has to complete.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Who's the one who started this on the internet?
Her name is Maddie Grace.
Maddie
Grace.
Which
is hilarious.
Got it. Ooh, the farts smell. All right.
Should we go?
Yeah.
Should we play? Mm-hmm. All right.
When you know the words to the song,
sing along,
sing along.
No,
no, no.
How about with feeling?
Okay.
No, no. Those are two different notes. No. Hold on,
those are two different energies.
That might be the different note. Hold on. Na, na, na.
Which one is it?
I don't know. I think it's... No.
Never enough.
No. No. Need a hint?
Yeah.
Nothing's
gonna stop us now.
No, no. So close, though. Nothing's
gonna change my love for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. One thing you can be sure of, never ask for more than your love.
I was off the key, sorry.
No, but it doesn't have to be the same key,
right,
as whatever the thing
exactly.
is. Exactly. All right, here we go. I didn't get that one. Well, I did. But. Oh, when you know
the words to the song.
Sing along. But
now there's nowhere to hide since you pushed my love aside. I'm out of my
head. That's right, baby.
Hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted. To you. Oh my god, she looks so cute.
I'm holding Misu right now for those of you who don't see the video feed.
She looks like a baby and Bean's on the floor. So cute.
All right, go ahead, babe.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm looking at my notes.
Oh, you have notes?
Yeah. When you know the words to this song, sing along.
Do you have a first aid kit handy?
No.
Okay.
Do. Okay, ready? With feeling. Do.
I need a little more.
Do
you ever hear the wolf cry to the blue
corn moon? For whether we're white or copper skin, you need to sing with all the voices of the mountain. You need to paint with all the colors of the wind.
I love that one.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
When you know the words to the song, sing along.
We
all believe in a world of dreams.
No.
And
no.
Okay.
That's good, though.
What is it again?
We
can't stop and we...
Nope. We... That was me,
Sue. I need a hint.
We were...
just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up
this nice.
Time.
Yeah, so that's a game that you could play with big groups of people.
With big groups. It's fun with big groups
big
of people.
Big groups of people.
Big groups. Fill the whole room.
Fill the whole room.
Do it at a party. Who cares?
Do it at a party.
Do it with strangers. Do it at McDonald's.
I love it. For those of y'all who follow us online, we are about to do actually a BuzzFeed shoot as well. Mm-hmm. So check that out. We're going to ask each other questions, like trivia questions.
Yeah, and quiz each other.
Quiz each other and pour water balloons. We're shooting tomorrow. We don't know when it's coming out, but...
I know.
Oh my gosh. What is going on with our dogs right now? All right, so the next game that we, and our final game.
We play this on our date nights.
Yeah,
a lot.
We do. At restaurants. When we're waiting for the food.
Right, because it helps it go faster.
So essentially you have 5 seconds to name three things, and that's called the 5 second rule. Actually, Ellen DeGeneres made this really popular, on her talk show, but We use an app called Tuku Tuku. T-U-K-U.
It's free, right?
It's free, but you could buy packs.
Gotcha.
But this is an easy way to play the 5-second rule when you're at date nights because you don't want to bring the 5-second rule game. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So let's do it. Okay. Let's do it.
Do you want to put the phone? Or I'll put it right here. Yeah, we'll go back and forth and we'll say it. Okay.
All right. I'm going to put the sound on as well. Name three words that do not contain a vowel.
What? What? That's impossible. That's impossible. What do you mean?
I didn't make this. That was
three words that do not contain a vowel.
That was truly wild.
That's impossible.
That was truly wild.
Is there any words other than pronouns?
Even pronouns.
No, but there's that one street. There's a couple streets. Like Z.
Oh, you mean proper noun?
Yeah, proper noun. Sorry. Not pronoun.
Thy? Nah, that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. You know what? Let's just go with the cards. Go with the cards.
We're not skipping. So I didn't get that one, even though I think that's a fake rule.
Yeah.
Okay. Name three creatures which have more than four legs.
Octopus, squid, and caterpillar.
Octopus, squid, and caterpillar.
Yeah, for sure. I got that.
I was just wondering about the squid, but yeah.
Yeah, have you had calamari? Come on.
Wait, more than four?
Okay.
I know they
Do
have...
squid have more than four...
Squid legs.
Legs.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot. Never mind.
For sure.
Duh.
All right. Here we go. Name three things you can do with water.
Freeze it, drink it, and burn it. I mean, melt it.
No.
Melt it. You can burn. You can't burn it, but you can melt it.
Melt water?
Yeah. It turns to gas.
You can. You didn't really get it off on the... Come on, you're really competitive, so you play by the rules. I'm hitting no. That didn't hit the timer for me.
Okay. Name three ways to open a bottle of beer.
Smash it open, pop it open, and then...
Oh, you didn't get it. What were you going to say?
Pop it open with a can opener, with a bottle opener.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That was kind of hard. What's going on here? All right, name three music genres. Ugh.
Pop, musical theater, R&B.
Yeah, you got it. Yes.
Yay. Name three flight necessities.
Toothbrush, blanket, pillow.
Yeah, you got it.
There's a board, by the way, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 more to go. Here we go. Name three excuses for being late to work.
Oh, you have diarrhea, you woke up late, or your dog is dead.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It just came to my mind. I'm sorry.
I guess you got it.
I'm sorry. It just came to my mind. Sorry. It's when you're under pressure, you know? Sorry.
Okay. Go.
I mean, it's accurate.
Just go.
Name three things you do that people hate.
I sniffle a lot. Sometimes I pick my nose and I pop my pimples.
Sometimes I pick my nose. That's funny.
All right, here you go.
And true.
Name three reasons to get a divorce.
When cheating and that's it. Just cheating.
Just cheating? Oh, God. Let's not wish that into our lives.
No.
Knock on wood. Okay, didn't get that one. Here we go. Name three locations for a honeymoon.
Wait. It's my turn.
Shoot. You're right. Ruby, my bad.
What? Skip. Name three square things.
Freak, a box. What else?
A Lego. You
know, a frame.
Like a lot of things. A computer.
That's hard right now. Under pressure is hard.
Yeah, it totally is.
All right, here we go. Name three human bones.
Oh, your finger bone, your toe bone, and your nose bone.
I guess.
You mean I forgot.
Tarsal, metatarsal.
How do you remember that?
Come on.
It's been so long since I've had to learn that. But there's a song about it, Hannah Montana. If you know, you know. Smile in three different ways. That's so dumb.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Okay. Well, all right, name three things you keep in the fridge.
Chocolate, milk, and water.
I guess.
Yeah, because you don't want the chocolate to melt. Why did I say chocolate first? Okay. Name three ways to support charity.
Donate, spread awareness, and perform at a gala for it.
That was so specific. But sure. Okay, we're neck and neck. We're 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like 4 and 5.
Okay. Here we go. Name three gymnastic exercises.
Oh, the balance beam, a spin, and
nah.
I don't. These are hard, kind of.
These are hard. I don't know what's going on.
Name three seasons.
Fall, spring, winter.
This is unfair and sexist.
I mean, I can't say no to the cards. I'm kidding. Okay? Here we go. Name three things that come in a can.
Beans. Chicken and noodles. Chicken comes in a can. Look it up. Look it up.
I know, but look you could have come up with so many other
look
things.
Look it up.
You could have come up with so many other things.
You don't know what you're going to say under pressure with 5 seconds
I know,
to
you're
spare.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Sheesh. Name three things a doctor does during surgery.
Oh, grab the needle, cut open, and put you to sleep.
Barely.
I got that one. I mean, maybe the nurse does a lot of those things.
Who knows?
Not us. Name three positive things about going to school.
Learning, making friends, and teachers, meeting teachers.
Yeah. All right, I'm one away from winning.
Dang it. Name three famous Georges.
Ooh, George Michael, George Washington, and George Bush.
Dang. I think you win.
I won. I won.
Good for you.
If you download that app, which we're not sponsored by, you'll see there's a little game board. So then at least there's some closure in the end, right? Because if you're playing at a restaurant, you know what I mean? Don't be mad.
I'm mad. I'm not on my A game today.
Some games that we brought on tour actually were... Blank Slate, which is a really fun one.
You just posted a video about it.
Yeah, I did. So check out my TikTok. I did a partnership actually with that brand, Opoly, USA Opoly.
Another Opoly game.
Tapple. So Tapple.
Let's play Tapple.
Is another one as well. Do we have it?
We should.
We have so many.
I think we have one in there. Should you want me to get it?
Yeah. We need another angle video.
Oh yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't translate into audio.
Never mind.
But yeah, another game that you should go get is Tapple for sure.
It's so fun. We have a lot of videos on it, so.
And another game I wanted to put on your mind again, because maybe as children you used to play it, is Guess Who.
Oh, but the way we play it.
Yes, you ask questions about
their
personality.
Like, without using their appearance. So you can't say things about how they look. It's more about what you assume about their personality.
Like, would this person go call a manager?
Or would this person ask you to join an MLM, a multi-level marketing pyramid scheme?
Or did this person vote for Donald Trump?
Or does this person want to be a librarian when they grow up? I don't know.
Or does this person spend more than $20 at the hair place?
Or does this person invite you to their cookout? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, so, yeah, the Guess Who but in the way where you're not just saying,
yeah,
hey, does this person have glasses? You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's too easy. That's a kid's way.
Yeah. But we got inspired to play that because we were at this restaurant called Spitz. With a Z out here in Eagle Rock. So, yeah. I mean, I guess this pod turned into like us telling y'all about some games that you can play. We love playing it. Like, we love having
board. No, that's a part of our personality.
Yeah, board game nights. We just had a random board game night before we both went on tour with Tori Kelly and her husband, Andre Murillo. We played a bunch of things. We played Nanja Manja,
card game from Japan.
What else did we play?
We played
something else for a long time.
We played Nanja Manja, I think, the longest.
Yeah.
But we played another game. Wavelength.
Wavelength. It's hard also to do it with just two people, but yeah. If y'all have a chance as well, that's another game. You can download the app on your app store, Wavelength.
It's a free app, but you can buy the packs. And we actually bought the board game version first.
Yeah.
But then there was a QR code in the box, and we learned that they had a free app. Mm-hmm. And basically, mm-hmm. you're trying to get on the same wavelength with your partner or your group.
Yep.
And, oh my gosh, it's so hard to explain without showing the game.
Yeah. But maybe we'll make a TikTok about it or something, or some kind of video. But those are the games that we really love to play. So, you know. It's the spectrum games, the like that wavelength, it kind of relates to like sweet or savory, you know?
Yeah,
like, 'cause peanut butter is like on a spectrum, and a lot of these things that we debate is on a spectrum, you know what I mean? So
if it had in the game there's like two different it gives you two different words, and then you have to put a clue that lands on wherever it gives you in the game.
That did not help.
Oh my god.
Without
okay,
visuals.
But I'm just saying, if it was sweet on one side and savory on the other side.
Yeah, peanut butter would be right in the middle. Yeah, that's right. Because there's such an argument for both sides.
Exactly.
So yeah, keep looking out for new episodes of Sweet or Savory, because we are back with a new season. We have so much to catch up on still. And if you missed our last episode, we catch you up pretty much on the last year of our life. It's been quite of an eventful year.
It has. And we haven't even gone deep yet into some of the things that we haven't caught you up on yet. So I know some of the suggestions y'all wanted to see is like deeper topics.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that a little more into the season. But we just wanted to say, hey, we're back. Mm-hmm. And we can't wait to keep chatting with you for season 3 of Sweet or Savory.
So send us your suggestions, your questions in the DMs. We're going to have a new section during the podcast where we actually will
answer
take your advice.
Questions.
Yeah, answer your questions. You can send in voice memos or a video for that, so we can answer it on the pod.
Yeah.
But it's been lovely doing this with you, and I love your shirt.
Thank you. Shout out to AJ. and the Take Me Back tour.
Absolutely. We are announcing East Coast, if you're listening to this, when it comes out tomorrow, November 1st.
Yeah.
So, it's good to be back.
All right. See you next episode. Stay sweet.
Or savory.